The 9 Republicans and 1 Democrat have crafted legislation targeting PACs and super PACs in Vermont. They are calling for mandatory monthly filing deadlines during an election year and online campaign finance reporting. The legislation includes disclosure requirements of a PAC's key donors and identification of single or large donors in their advertisements. The Vermont Public Interest Research Group has been calling for greater PAC financial disclosure requirements. Executive Director Paul Byrne says many of the provisions outlined in the legislation are good, but he would like to see it go further.
They are getting at some of the fundamental problems, particularly that we found in this last election with super PACs, for instance, where the requirements for disclosure were too infrequent and did not give voters and the public enough information about who's giving the money. That, I think, we're going to find a lot of agreement around. The disagreement may come in the area of what is required to be placed on the actual ads. We think that for all super PACs, they should disclose their top donors in those advertisements and mailings. The legislation proposed yesterday might disclose the donors. I think that as a matter of course, they should disclose those top donors.
The Priorities PAC was one of the first of the political committees created in Vermont. Co-founder Bob Stannard stumbled upon the legislators at the State House as they were outlining their proposal.
I was amused and pleasantly surprised at a bipartisan group that came together to recognize the importance of the issue. This was the whole intent behind the Priorities PAC, was to raise consciousness about what these PACs are and how dangerous they can be. I have to say I found it enlightening and rewarding that certainly people of the other party, the Republican Party, recognize the importance and are willing to stand up and do what we can legislatively here in Vermont without interfering with federal law. I haven't seen the language yet, but certainly support the intent behind it.
Vermont Republican Party Chair Jack Lindley is enthusiastic about the proposed legislation.
I have continually called for a real recognition of what PACs are doing to political parties, and the way we really can get our hands on that is to have full disclosure. This legislation will provide that, and I think we have to learn to live with PACs, and political parties will do that, and this is a first step, in my judgment, for good reform and reporting. And it just provides transparency so the voting consumer can figure out who's doing what with what, and I think it's a great first step, and I'm proud of my Republican legislators who have taken it upon themselves to provide some real reform.
Vermont Democratic Party Chair Jake Perkinson says they advocated for transparency throughout the election cycle, and he's encouraged that others are now moving in the same direction.
I certainly don't see a lot of pushback from any party about the disclosure issue. You know, it's something that we've been pushing for a long time. In fact, the Vermont Democratic Party has gone a step beyond the current requirements of state law and disclosure. And while state law only requires the disclosure of people that make donations over $100, the Vermont Democratic Party discloses all donations regardless of the amount. So we've taken that proactive step, and hopefully with some bipartisan or tripartisan support, we can get some new disclosure laws in Vermont.
The legislation will be formally submitted next week. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.